on this day, 24th May 1921. Tyrone RIC attack. Our Omagh correspondent wires. A police patrol consisting of a sergeant and three constables, while cycling from Greencastle to Mountfield Police Barracks, County Tyrone, were fired on at Cashel by a party of men who were concealed behind a hedge. Sergeant Peter McDonough, a native of Brookborough, County Fermanagh, was hit by the first volley of shots. The three constables sought refuge in a house. Row at Cookstown murder inquest. A military court of inquiry in lieu of an inquest was held on Saturday regarding the death of Joseph Hayden of Gortfad Glebe, Rock, County Tyrone, who was murdered in his bed on Thursday. Mr. J. Hoy, solicitor, who with Mr. T.J.S. Harbison, MP, appeared for the next of kin, vigorously protested against the continuation of the inquiry, as the funeral had been arranged for that day. It was inhuman to ask the members of the family to give evidence at the present moment, and James Hayden was still in a very weak condition. The president said that he would take evidence of identification, but could not allow the solicitors to be present. Mr. Harbison protested against the ruling and said there was no use in trying to cloak the matter. Sinn Féin meeting in Belfast. Ireland is winning, declared Reverend Michael O'Flanagan, Vice President of Sinn Féin, at a meeting in support of the Belfast Sinn Féin candidates in Smithfield Square yesterday. Mr. Archie Savage formally introduced Mr. Sean McEntee, TD Monaghan. Mr. McEntee said he was pleased to take part in the last round of the struggle for the unity of their country. They were determined to defeat the last attempt of the invader to divide Ireland. Bishop's warning to Catholic voters. In a letter read at all masses in the city yesterday, Bishop Joseph McCrory stated, "It is necessary that every available vote be polled for all the candidates opposed to partition. The character of your children's education, and with it perhaps their eternal welfare, may depend on the result of this election. Hence all differences between Sinn Féiners and parliamentarians ought to be flung aside." Eamon Phoenix editor's note. De Valera was angry when he learned that Sean McEntee, Sinn Féin's most high-profile northern figure, had risked arrest by appearing on a platform in Belfast. The son of a local publican and a member of Doyle Eire Anne McEntee, 1889 to 1984, was the only Belfast man sentenced to death for his part in 1916. He was a Sinn Féin candidate in West Belfast. Bishop McCrory was voicing the church's concern about its educational interests under partition.